Hey there, it's Andre Gardner with your Beatles Minute for the week of October 10th. Great news from Ringo Starr. He has tested negative for COVID, and he's back out on the road with the All-Star Band. He made a post on Instagram on Monday, and among the 800-plus comments viewed within an hour, one was from Olivia Harrison, who said, "Yay, welcome back. So glad you are over the Rona," with two kisses and three hearts. And this is a great one. Right before the Beatles' last U.S. concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco in 1966, when they were in their hotel room, they were sitting down to dinner and all doodled on the tablecloth in their hotel room. And after the Beatles left, the owner of the catering company who provided the food to the Beatles made off with the cloth and kept it in the window of the catering company business for exactly 6 days before somebody broke into the window and stole the tablecloth. Well, wouldn't you know, the catering company owner's family mysteriously received the tablecloth out of the blue last year. And now they're putting it up for auction on Bonhams. And it's expected to go for between $15,000 and $25,000. Get details at Bonhams.com. That's your Beatles Minute for the week of October 10th. Thanks for listening. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.